Lord, we thank you for that promise tonight. The fear shall not have dominion over us. That you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us power to stand against fear. You've given us love to overcome fear. You've given us a sound mind so we can discern what's real and what is not. So tonight, God, we completely yield to you, to your plan and your purpose for our lives. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. I pray that tonight, God, as we are gathered together in your house and those that are watching online, that you would do something so extraordinary. So, God, just do something, I pray, extravagant tonight. We give you thanks for that in the name of Jesus. Come on, how many of you want God to do something extravagant in your life tonight? Amen. All right, just look at somebody and smile again. Then you may be seated tonight in his house. What a blessing to be together tonight. I was with a pastor friend today, and we were talking about gathering. And I said, there's an incredible importance. This, for those of you that aren't here, this isn't a negative. I understand people's position, but I'm just affirming when you do come together, there's such a deposit that happens in your life. And I think I've realized that in this last couple, 2-3 months, that we haven't been together more than I have maybe in all my life, that there is such a deposit that happens in our lives when we are together in God's house. There is an impartation that happens in our lives, and it's great to watch online. Thank God for the ability to do what we are doing. I mean, really, thank God for that. But thank God for the ability to come together in God's house and worship Him and sense the tangible touch of God on our lives. Let me tell you something from a few years of doing this. Being in God's house will keep your life together. Being in God's house will help keep your family together. Being in God's house will help your children want to stay in His house and love Him when they get a little older. Being in the house of God under that beautiful, and you're going to be exposed, I mean, Elvin and I, we go back a day or two together. I mean, can I just tell you something? My wife was scoping him out when he was singing on TBN years ago. She'd come running into the living room. She'd say, that's my boyfriend singing. I go, what you talking about? Your boyfriend. But tonight, when he comes, there's going to be an impartation to your life. Come on, just lay your hand over your heart tonight and say, God, let that happen. Even those of you who are watching at home, come on, right in the house here tonight, lay your hand over your heart and say, Lord, be it unto me. Let that happen to me. Because some of you came in tonight, some of you are watching online, you're dealing with situations that if God doesn't get involved, you don't know what the answer is going to be. And there's nothing more that He wants to do then get involved in your life. Be your answer. He's not just some gambling that, oh, I'm in trouble today. Okay, God, get me out so you can go and do the same thing over again tomorrow. What He is, He's a transformer. He changes your life. Come on, is there anybody in the house tonight who's had their lives changed by God? And if you haven't, He wants to do that. And before we end tonight, we'll pray that beautiful prayer so that you can ask Christ to be a part of your life. He wants to do that. Tonight, before Pastor Ryan comes up and introduces Elvin, I want to give you an opportunity to give to the Lord. Can I tell everybody that has given, those of you that are here, those watching online, thank you. Thank you so much. And I have, it has been my prayer for a few months now, and I've declared this, no losses. Come on, are you with me tonight on that? I said, no losses. And I'm hearing testimonies of people that God is blessing in a powerful way. Well, when you stay in the covenant relationship with God, in this moment right now, He does things that you are unable to do in your own power and in your own strength. If you have the PushPay app, you can use that. You can text the word THUS, City Church NY, to 77977. You can go to our website at thecitychurch.com. Go right to the little give tab at the top of the page, or you can send it in the mail to THUS City Church, 210 East Main Street, Batavia, New York, 14020. And for those of you that are here tonight, there's an envelope in the right in front of you in the seat pocket. And on the back walls, there's two white boxes, say offering right in there. On your way out tonight, just deposit that right in there. You know, if somebody told me 5 years ago we wouldn't be taking a tangible offering, I'd say, get thee behind me, devil. But God has been so faithful, and I pray that you know that faithfulness in a real way. Let's pray tonight. Father, I thank you tonight for your love and for your grace and for the purposes that you are going to release over our lives tonight. Tonight, God, I thank you for an extravagant touch over every life tonight. I pray for those that are watching now that are sick in their body. I thank you for the good report that we've heard from many. I thank you for more great reports that are coming, that you make all things new. We honor you. We glorify you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, and everybody said a big amen. Pastor Ryan, come on up. Hey, as he's coming tonight, I just want to tell you the food distribution that went on yesterday at St. Anthony's was an overwhelming, just incredible blessing to the community. I called Ryan the night before, and I said, well, we should be there. He said, what time you want me to be there, Dad? I said, we should be there at 7:30. It started at 9. He goes, well, okay. And I'm on the phone with him, and he's pulling up. He said, Dad, there's cars lined all the way down Liberty Street. I can't even see how far there. That was at 7:30 in the morning, and they just kept on coming. But you know what? Out of all that food, you know what we had left? And one of the sweet sisters took it, our five little bags of lettuce out of like almost 1,000 boxes. Can we give God a praise for that tonight?
Just real briefly before Alvin comes, Gary walked up to me before service and he said, are you okay tonight? And I said, I'm doing okay. It was a hot day. I lied right to him. But every time Alvin comes, it's a point of reflection for me. Samantha and I will celebrate 16 years this year. And some time ago, my dad, when he got up, you're already crying, Mom, and I haven't even said anything. When my dad got up and said that the body of Christ is a point of support and building of the body, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to share a portion of our testimony with people. We went through a difficult time. We got married so young. We talk about it now. She says, so? I was 21. She was 18 for 2 months. Amen. We went through a difficult time. And I can remember distinctly through that season just crying out to God. Say, please help me. Please help me. Broken hearted, tattered, torn, like some of you feel tonight, even at home. And I got this call from this strange number. I didn't know who it was, and I answered the phone, hello, because I was hard. I knew, and I heard this father's voice that I spoke about a few weeks ago. It wasn't a white man, it was a black man speaking into my heart, speaking into my soul that God used at a pivotal point in my life, where if I had taken a right, there would have been destruction and pain and hurt in my life. Elvin called me. He said, man, what are you doing? I said, I don't know. He began to do what the scripture says. He began to carry my burden. He began to speak into my heart as a father, as someone who loved and cared for my interest. He called and he said, hey, get your wife in the car. I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida. He said, drive down here. I'm going to be at Dr. Mark Sharona's church. You remember that? Pulled in that driveway and I thought, what the heck am I doing here? Drove from Batavia to Orlando. And he began to sing this song. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. I remember that night so vividly. And God did a miracle in my life that night, in our lives that night. We talk about it all the time, how God has done a wonderful work in and through us. And he uses people like me and like you to do that. I want you to welcome tonight, not just some hired gun that we brought in to sing tonight, but a friend to the ministry. More importantly, a friend to my heart. Would you welcome Elvin Slaughter tonight?
I am the God that healeth thee. I haven't sung that song in years. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent the word and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, I'm still your healer. And when I walked through the door, I sent his presence, and I knew this was a place where love abounds. For this is a temple Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing in his presence on holy ground, and we are standing on a holy ground, yeah. And I know that there are angels all around. If you know it, sing it with me. Let us praise. Sing. Let us praise Jesus now. Doesn't matter what you're going through, yeah. We are standing in his presence on a holy ground. Would you sing it with me tonight? We're standing, sing, we are standing. Lift your voice and sing on a holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around. Oh, 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 yeah. Let us pray. are standing in His presence on a holy ground. God, we thank You and we honor You, Lord. We lift the name that's above every other name, the name that demons tremble at the sound of that name. So tonight, as a united voice, we sing.
Hallelujah.
That's Your name, this place tonight. Sing.
Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns.
I know you've been standing a while, but let's continue to stand if you can and sing the song. Sing. We sing, yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
For the Lord God Almighty
reigns. We sing,
hallelujah.
Like a great big choir, let's sing it, church. Sing,
holy.
Sing, sing, holy. Are You Lord God? Are You
Lord God?
Worthy is the Lamb.
Yes.
Worthy is the Lamb.
For
you are. Yeah, yeah. We sing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we do sing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank You, Jesus, to say.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
For the Lord God Almighty,
You reign. Yes, You do. You reign.
Hallelujah.
Church, let's sing together. Sing.
Holy,
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 Lord, You're holy, are You,
Lord God,
almighty,
worthy
is the Lamb, You are worthy,
worthy is the Lamb,
for You. Tonight, Lord, we thank You. It's been a long time since many of us have come together in church like this. God, in the last few months, our world has turned upside down. There are no answers in government. There are no answers in the business world. There's no answers in politics. Races against races, brother against brother, sister against sister. All we read about, Lord, is dissension and distraction. But God, today, we trust not in chariots. We trust not in horses. We trust not in the decisions of men. But Lord, we put our trust and our confidence in You as we sing.
Holy.
Holy, holy are You, Lord God Almighty. Let me hear You sing it. Sing. Worthy. Sing it, church. For You, You are holy. holy, holy, holy are you. Yeah, yeah, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. In your own way, give the Lord a great praise tonight. Before we ask for anything. You sound so good. I want you to sing this with me. Then we'll go a little further. Put your hand like this. Old school. Rock it this way. And the song says, holy, holy. Sing, sing.
Holy, holy, holy.
A little more chocolate.
Holy is the Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
I haven't been to church in like 3 months, so I'm going to dance a little bit. Worthy to receive honor.
Worthy to receive honor.
Rufus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it? Let's sing it again. Holy, 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 sing. Sing it in Batavia.
Holy, holy, holy.
He's holy, holy.
Is the Lord.
Yes, he is.
The Lord.
He's worthy, worthy. He's worthy, worthy
to receive honor.
And I'm worthy to
receive.
Yes, he is.
All our praise.
So we will praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him and lift him up.
That's the reason we came. Church. Privilege to be here at the City Church. I think I've been coming here now for about 50 years, something like that. It's been a long time. Since I met Pastor Marty the first time, I think the first time we met was at the worship tent. Was it at Kingdom Bound? Was that the first time? And then I think when I came, weren't you in a school or something? A room, the YWCA? Yeah. That was like 117 years ago. But it's such a good thing to be here. Patty, so good to see you. Joy brings greeting, my wife Joy. We bring you greetings. Ryan, Sam, so good to see you. To the family of God here, to all of you, Aaron, Ben, all those I know, all those I don't know. Such a privilege to be here. When Ryan called me and asked me about coming, I haven't been to church like in 3 months. I'm practically a sinner. So are you. You haven't been to his church either. We're on this thing together. And our world has changed a lot. And this is the first time I've actually physically been in a church building. And if there's any place that I could be for the first time after all of this, I'm so glad it's right here at City Church. A lot of people are looking for answers. If you go on social media, you'll see so many opinions, it'll drive you crazy. People are talking about mask or no mask. Some people are just, like where I live, everybody wears masks. This is the first time that I've seen my face now in 3 months. I wear a mask all the time. And people are vitriol. People are fighting. There's so many different things. Some things are so complicated. Some things are so overwhelming. But I do believe it's the job of the enemy to distract people from the purposes and plan of God for our lives. Because how many people here? How many people here? And I'm going to say it this way. How many people have been through, in your lifetime, you've been through something that was ready to bring you down? Let's put it this way. You've been through a hellish situation, but God brought you through. If you've been here like that, just raise your hand. The Bible says in Philippians, the third chapter, it says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus, which means there will be things that get our focus off of who God is. One of my children worked in the news for many years when she got out of college. And I was astounded, that was some years ago, I was astounded to find how much of news is not based on truth. It's based on opinion. It's based on ratings. It's based on what can sell to advertisers. And then it's passed down to us, the people, and we take all of those things, take people's opinions, and we don't even know what the heart of God is, because so much have anger and vitriol has risen up in our lives that we don't know how to dissect or discern truth from what is fake. And if there's a message that I believe God wants to bring to his people, it's for us to not just be concerned about all the things that are happening around us, because things are happening around us. And I want to talk a little bit about that in a second. But at the same time, God is still in control. God is not nervous. God is not somewhere wringing his hands, wondering what's going on in our world and our society. Man will have his opinions, but my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So my prayer tonight for this church, for every place where people are congregating, whether you're online or whether you're sitting here today, we don't need just another big, handsome gospel singer singing to you. Thank you for not saying amen. We don't need just another fancy sermon. Even in our own personal lives, how many people here tonight just needs a fresh touch from God? We become weary and overwhelmed by all of the things. Some people haven't worked in a long time. Some people have. Some people are exposed. My wife works in a hemodialysis clinic. She does dialysis. They have days there, people who have the virus, that they come. I've lost dear friends to the virus. Some of them had other complications. Many of you have lost people that you love over your life. Pain comes, hurt comes, the devil comes to seek and steal and kill and destroy. But I'm so glad the Bible didn't leave it there. He said, I've come that you might have life, and in the midst of hell, I'll give you life more abundantly. I've read that even during this whole period of time that there's been more domestic abuse than has ever been before. A lot of things are being exposed. But my question to God in this season is not, Lord, how much more singing can I do or how many more records can I make? My desire in this season, Lord, is what do you want to do through me to reach other people? Because at the end of the day, God told us to love one another. And so my prayer tonight is that this would not just be another service. I got to tell you, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for a fresh touch from God. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know who holds tomorrow. And he holds you and me. And he holds us in the palm of his hand. I wrote this song many, many years ago. I wrote it during a time when I didn't know what to do. My son was on drugs and all kind of crazy stuff was going on. And I was asking God and believing God for a miracle, and the miracle wasn't happening. And one morning, I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and before I got up, this is the song that I wrote. Even though I didn't see any answers at that time, I wrote this song to the Lord. I was in a living room of a hotel. It said, "Move in this place. Today, this is my one desire, that you would have your way. Touch me, Lord, and I won't be the same. Move in this place today. Yeah. Oh, this is my one desire. Yes, it is. That you would have your way. Touch us, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Our prayer is moving. The Bible says this. It's where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the captives are set free. So as we offer up our sacrifice of praise, may the Holy Spirit breathe on us, we pray.
Move in this way today.
Oh.
One desire,
yes, it is, that you would have your way. Touch us, Lord,
and we won't be the same.
Never the same.
Move in this way
today. So, if that's the desire of your heart, would you sing this simple song with me as an act of surrender, as an act of worship, not as a religious act? Would you lift your hands towards heaven and say these words? Say, move in this place today. This is my one desire. This is my one
desire.
That you would have your way.
Touch me, Lord.
And I won't be the same. Touch me, Lord. And I won't be the same. Touch me, Lord. And I won't be the same. Oh, move in this place. Heal in this place. Revive in this place. Restore in this place. Anoint in this place. Fresh in this place, Lord, bless in this place. Father, we need you in this place. Oh, yeah. Move in this place today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Lord, your name, yeah, yeah,
Lord, your name
is to be praised.
Be praised.
I said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Lord, your name. Your beautiful name
is to be praised.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we glorify your name. Came here tonight to magnify your name, Jesus. And oh Lord, we praise
you.
Lord, we praise you. For all the many good things he has done for us. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you.
Praise you.
Because, Lord, your name is true. To be praised. So we lift our voice in the building and we praise you. Where would we be without you? Father, we praise you for all the many good things you have done for us. Lord, we praise
you.
Lord, we praise you. Because, Lord, your name is. I am Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. Just play Soul of Rufus if you will. I had so many things running through my mind when I was driving here tonight. I asked the Lord, what could I just share with the people that would encourage them tonight? Anybody here tonight have at least one problem? Raise your hand. Anybody got two? Raise both hands. You got your feet raised. I hear you. I said, everywhere I go, I know what you mean. Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of the mall. It was funny, even though this has been an incredible season, it's been probably an amazing season. I almost feel embarrassed saying that. It's been an amazing season for my wife, Joy, and I. Partly because God has given us perfect peace. The other part of it is that we don't know what the future holds. But I don't have to know what the future holds. Because like I said before, God knows the way that we take. And when we come through the fire, you'll come forth as pure gold. I was thinking of one of the most difficult seasons. It was around 2007, 2008. And the real estate market was reeling. How many of you remember that? I don't know how it was here. I was living in the towards the New York City area. It was a lot different than Western New York. I've only been in Western New York for 9 years now, but I'm a Brooklyn, New York City boy. And it was interesting. Thanks, Rufus. So don't leave though. Stay close. It was interesting because in New York City, the real estate market crashed like you would not believe. And right around that time, I was doing probably maybe 150, 175 dates a year. That was my full time. That's all I ever did was travel and sing since 1990. And God opened all these doors for us supernaturally because I don't know music. I don't know. If I had to give Rufus a key, I'd probably tell him Z flat because I don't know keys. I don't know an X from a Z. And but God was so gracious and allowed us to travel around the world. And then this whole thing hit. In 2007, 2008, this whole real estate crash. And during the real estate crash, I had probably had about 175 dates, and out of the 175 dates, this is how I fed my family and supported our lives. Out of the 175 dates, I would say 90% of them canceled. So I had to end up laying off some people that we had working with us, and it was just a season for a few years, a season of incredible loss. I lost my home, marriage fell apart. It was the most incredible, painful season of my life. And when you're in those seasons, you feel like you're not going to recover. And you feel like the more you pray, the more distant God can become in seasons. You ever had seasons like that? You know, and it almost makes you question God when things become so overwhelming and so distant and so unfeeling. Because you don't even feel God. You don't feel the presence of God. You come to services like this and you feel nothing because you might even know there's a certain pressure that you have to go back to when you go home. So you become so overwhelmed that you can't even focus. And I'm not judging because I was there. You can't even focus on the moment. You can't focus on the worship because the life that's been happening to you has overtaken you. And tonight, that's the reason why I came for people who have been in that situation, because even though we had lost every single thing, lost it all, lost that I had all that I had built for 20 years, I have come to tell you tonight that everything didn't come back, but everything that mattered, God restored. And he didn't add back, he multiplied back. Now, I'm not just talking about material things. I had material things, and it's wonderful, but I don't really care that much about those things. Are, you know, you can drive the fanciest car in town. I remember when I'd get a brand new car, I didn't want any kids, no eating in the car. Get those peanut shells out of here. Kick the kid out of the car. No soda, no candy. I don't see any wrappers in here. And 2 weeks later, all the newness is gone. You got peanut shells on the floor. You got candy, all kind of stuff. Because the newness wears off sometimes in these things. When you're experiencing all these different things of life that seem important to you, God has sometimes other things for you. And here's what I have found and what I am finding, that in seasons like this, no matter what's going on, no matter what you read about in the news, no matter what you hear about, my wife and I were even talking about, she asked me, do I think this is the end time? I don't know. When I was a kid, I thought it was the end time. That's the reason I got saved at 12, because I thought Jesus was coming back and I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't love God. I just didn't want to go to hell. So I thought he was coming back. And then I went through all these seasons. Then when I turned 18, the Vietnam War was going on. the Vietnam War was going on, and the draft. Many of you young people don't even know what the draft is. When you turn 18, you had to sign up. So that way, if the government wants you, they can draft you into the army. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. I became really, really saved when I was 18. Because I wanted my prayers to be answered. I didn't want to go to war. I lost some friends in the war. And, you know, it just so happened. I'm not saying it happened because of my prayer. Because my brother ended up going to the military. But when I turned 18, they stopped the draft. They stopped the draft in the year, because Pastor Marty and I are around the same age. I'm a few months older than him. I'm his elder, so he has to listen to me. So, and in that year, I think it was the year 73. I think it was. They stopped the draft, and we didn't have to go. Did you serve in the military? We didn't serve in the military. And you know, I was busy telling him I'm a lover, not a fighter. You know, so what happened? So I didn't go to the military, but I thought that was one of the worst seasons of life, and I was hoping that Jesus would come back, but he didn't come back. And then when you look at all these different seasons, I remember in the 70s, they had blackouts in New York City, and they were rioting and looting because the power went out. And I was wondering, I was looking to the sky, I was wondering if Jesus was coming back. You fast forward, and you look at 9/11, and everyone was afraid. I remember 9/11, I was in Dallas, Texas. I was at Dr. Tony Evans Church. And because they were an hour earlier than New York, I figured, you know, we get caught up in the rapture in Dallas before my friends back in New York. And I was waiting for the rapture to come when it hit midnight. And the rapture didn't come. We were still here. And then 9/11 happened, 2001. In 2001, I couldn't believe it. I remember walking out of my house, and I remember going down to an area where I had a little boat parked at, and the guy was saying, man, some planes, they just hit the Twin Towers. I said, are you serious? They said, yeah, it's just a small prop plane. But many of you know the result of what happened. And I remember going back home, and I thought, this is the worst that it's ever going to be. And I remember going to the back of my house, and I was looking in the back of the yard, and I was wondering if terrorists were going to come out through the backyard. And it was the weirdest thing, because I became afraid. And so I went to a store to buy a gun. I never had a gun in my life. In New York City, you couldn't have a gun, but I lived in a central area where you could. But I was afraid to tell the man in the store that I wanted to buy a gun, because I didn't want him to think that I could hurt somebody. You know. So I go to the store and I say to the man, I said, I want to buy a gun. He says, what kind of gun? I said, what you got? He said, I got all that. He said, what do you want to use it for? So I didn't want to tell him that I was afraid that somebody was going to break in my house. I didn't want to tell him that I didn't want to think that I had that kind of ability, because I really don't. So I said, what do you hunt? I've never hunted a day in my life. So I said, I do a lot of hunting. We don't hunt in Brooklyn, you know. So he said, what do you hunt? I said, I hunt this and that. He said, do you hunt duck? I said, yeah, I hunt ducks. Yeah, yeah. So he pulls a rifle, a shotgun, I don't know what you call it. He pulls it off the thing, and he gives it to me. And he says, you don't hunt, do you? I said, no, sir. He said, you ever held a gun before? I said, no, sir. He said, do you want to use home protection? I said, is it okay if I say that? Am I going to go to hell if I say that? So he said, no. He said, we sold most of our guns out because people are afraid. People were afraid, so that's what I did. I've never touched it since. Since 2001. I still have it, I think. Because I was afraid. I was distracted. I forgot about the God that we serve. And then I was diagnosed with cancer a few years ago. Something on my face. I probably told the story here before. I'm not going to tell the whole story. And the most amazing thing happened. I wasn't even afraid. Remember what Paul said. He said, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. So I can't lose. I wasn't afraid of death. I've sung songs about heaven for 30 years. And I wasn't afraid of death. And so I figured whatever happens. And then over the last few years, I realized God has kept me. And to make a long story short, they found out that I didn't have cancer. I was on my way to Roswell, and they had called, and make a really long story short, they said, Alvin, we did some more testing on the sample that we took, and we realized what you had looks like cancer. It mimics cancer, but it's not cancer. It's one in a million. You don't have to come. You can go home. And I praise God for that. But I have family members, my brother, two of my brothers, my mother, my father, all had those situations. The devil wants to distract you. He wants to discourage you. He wants to make you think that he's not in control. But I was reading the scripture this morning, and I want to read it to you real quick. And then we're going to close our part out. This is what it says. You don't have to turn to it, but you can if you like. It's in Joshua, the first chapter. It starts at the 8th verse. And it says this. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then your way will be made prosperous, and then you will be successful. When the Bible talks about success, it's not just talking about materialism. That's important, but there are a lot of people, I know people personally, who've attempted suicide because they had material things. The greatest success that we can have is to know that we are in the will of God and that we're serving him and we're pursuing his plan for our life. That's the greatest thing we can do. And as we meditate on the word of God and as we meditate on who God says we are, you know, I said it earlier when I was praying, the some trust in chariots. Chariots was the great military. It represented the great military of those days. Some trust in horses. Horses, strong horses, pulled the chariots that the warriors were prepared to fight in. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we must remember the name of the Lord our God. So tonight I encourage you to remember the name of the Lord your God. If you've got to shut out different things, if you've got to shut out social media, if you've got to shut out things on the news, if you've got to, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. If you've got to shut out some of these things so that you can hear what God is saying to you, so that way you can have something that he promised in Philippians 4. He promised in Philippians 4. He said this. It's crazy. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. But Philippians 4, he said, be anxious for nothing. That's impossible. Yes, it is. It is impossible. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, through prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then the impossible becomes possible. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Are these the last days? I don't know. Pastor Marty can tell you. Pastor Ryan can tell you. I don't know if these are the last days. But I know in whom I believe. I know in whom I trust. And all I know is Satan, the blood of Jesus, is against you. You cannot take our families. He's not going to take our peace. He's not going to take our mind. God, lead us and guide us. God, lead this church. Lead the leaders of this church in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead the families that are here. Lead the individuals. I come against those who are battling the spirit of depression in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't come against you. I come against the spirit that's trying to overtake you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would give fresh fire, fresh strength, fresh peace. Teach us, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach us to run to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our hope and glory. You are the lifter of my head. You make roads in the wilderness and you put streams in the desert. We don't hear about that on the news, Lord. We don't hear that on the news. We hear death and destruction. We hear dissension and distraction. But on Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Hear your brother tonight. All of the ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. So tonight, here's my testimony. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Second verse says this: when darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, every storm, my anchor holds within the veil. Do you know it, church? Sing it with me. On Christ the solid rock I, the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Just the voices. Come on, sing it. On Christ, sing it, church. Lid rock, let it be your declaration. All up. We believe it tonight. All. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust you more. Oh, for grace to trust you more. God, give your people wisdom. Give your people wisdom. You said, we need wisdom. You said to ask for it. You'd give it to us. Give us wisdom, Lord. We pray over our children today, Lord God. The world that we're handing them to them is a scary place. But you know all things. We pray for the city church, our leaders. We pray for churches, Lord. We don't need institutions. We don't need just fine buildings. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I know these are old songs. Precious Jesus. Oh, for. Thank you, church. Oh, for grace, say that part. Oh, for If you need a little more grace, say it. Sing it one more time. Say, oh, for grace. And now, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you hear us when we pray. We thank you, Lord, that every situation we face, as we join our faith and we join our hearts, I pray, God, that you would give divine breakthroughs. I pray you would tear down every wall. I pray in the name of Jesus that we would experience fresh grace tonight, fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. You got it, Rufus. Whenever we say his name, things begin to change. There's power in the name of the Lord. You got it. You got it. Let me sing it over you tonight. Sing. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Whenever we say his name, things begin to change. There's power in the name of the Lord. And I leave you with this one song. Father, we look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. In Jesus' name we pray. This is our prayer. This is our heart's desire. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. Thank you, Lord. Lord, our faith takes hold and we join together and we say, your eye is on the sparrow. Your grace, it comforts me. From the ends of the earth to the depths of my heart, let your mercy and grace be seen, yes. You call me to your purpose as angels understand. For your glory, may you draw men as your love and grace demands. And I will run to your words of truth, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. And I will run the race till I see your face. Oh, let me live in the glory of your grace. You know this, Rufus? And I will run to you words of truth. You know what, church? Say, say, not by might, not by power, not by power, by the Spirit of God, but by the Spirit of God. And I will run the race till I see your face. Till I see your face. Oh, let me live. Oh, let me live in the glory of your grace. I want to end it this way, in my part anyway. You know the song I sing it every time I come here? Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Repeat after me and say, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Say it to yourself. Preach it to yourself. Say, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Say it like your Bishop T.D. Jakes. Say, Lord, you are good. And then get the ugly face. And your mercy endures forever and ever and ever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. I want to take my time and sing it. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth. Y'all taking over the song. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation. You got that key high. I'm going to let you sing it. We worship. He put the key too high, so I'm going to let him sing it. Yeah, that's it. I'm a baritone. I'm not Ryan. I can't sing that high. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. For who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. For who, yeah, who you are. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, and... Say this, say this, say this, say oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Sing. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are who you are. We worship, we worship. Sing it, children, sing. Good. You are good and your mercy enduring. Lord, you are good and your forever. Sing it, church, sing, sing. Lord, you are good and your mercy enduring forever. Oh, oh, Lord, you are good and your mercy enduring. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to sing. You are good all the time. You are good. You are.